Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Here we go. Getting underway with the fourth and final hour, the bonus hour, here on Hump Day with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Yeah, the warm-up for the big Democrat debate tonight. First of two big nights, wow, in Miami, and the Democrats will be trooping out onto the stage and trying to out-left each other. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation this evening. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address remains very simply bob@1063word.com. You know, when you boil it all down, all these Democrats, in one way or another, are just a pack of liars. That's all they are. They're a pack of liars. Let's run down the list briefly. Joe Biden. Here's a guy that has difficulty pouring liquid out of a boot with the directions printed on the heel, but is still sharp enough to be able to go to a place like Ukraine and influence peddle for his son to end up with millions of dollars in contracts. And did the same thing in China. Made sure that his son, who was partners in a company with the stepson of the haughty John Kerry, you remember him? He served in Vietnam, our former Secretary of State. Yeah, they ended up with a sweetheart deal worth $1 billion or so from the Chinese. So Biden is nothing but another corruptocrat, another influence peddler. Crazy Bernie, here's a guy who thought so much of Stalin and the old Soviet Union that he and his wife spent their honeymoon in Russia. He actually has campaigned for CPUSA, Communist Party USA, presidential candidates. He'll tell you now, you know, he's a Democrat socialist, as if there is any such thing. But Bernie is a commie. You know, you go to the old Soviet Union and you sit around shirtless, drunk with the Russians singing, "This land is your land." Come on, give me a break. How about Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, manufactured her phony Native American credentials into a high-paying job at one university after another, ending up at Harvard, and then being stupid enough to actually do a DNA test that turned out she was 1,024th Indian, and it turned out the tribe she actually may have been tangentially elected to was actually from Central America and not from the United States. Cory Booker. Yeah, Spartacus. Here's another heroic guy. Wants to convince you he is an African-American who is down for the struggle. And in point of fact, you look at his history, Cory Booker is a child of privilege. Went to the best Ivy League schools. And so, you know, for him to be down for the struggle is pretty ridiculous. But it just points out, to a greater or a lesser degree, all of these folks are liars, professional liars. Some of them are better at it than others, but that's what they all are. To the phones we go this evening here in the bonus hour. Ralph is first up. He is in Sparkle City. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to do a little gong show. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Ralph.
You know, what more appropriate place? They had to do this either in Florida or California because Disney World's there. So we got Pinocchio, one that lies.
Right.
Rip Van Winkle, one stays sleepy. Seven dwarves. Cruella DeVille.
Yeah, Cruella. She's there. Yeah.
And so they're not lying. They're just telling stories like you do at Disney World. It's
yeah.
Stories.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You're right. Either place would be good. Now, California, I guess they were afraid to have it there because they're afraid they may come away with typhus or some other horrible communicable disease that is now ravaging Los Angeles. But thank God for San Francisco, Ralph, where today they became the first major city to outlaw e-cigarettes. You got to watch your step that you don't step on one of those old heroin needles that are littering the sidewalks of San Francisco, or God forbid, step in the human feces that is all over the place. But when it comes to e-cigarettes, boy, you're safe from those.
Three man wall of all.
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's just, you know, California is on its way. It may even be there. It may be our first third world state.
Hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Gotta make sure no plastics in the handbasket.
No plastics. Can't have those. Yeah, bring your own bag to the grocery store.
Have a good evening.
You too, Ralph. Why are they, you know, they're so concerned about e-cigarettes, and meantime they got, homeless people scattered all over the place. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, so now some employee at a Chicago restaurant was spitting at Eric Trump. My next question is, why was he in Chicago? Well, my next question is, why is the guy suspended and not fired? Bobby, I'm looking forward to the debate tonight. Should be more entertaining than watching the Three Stooges. The 24 Stooges. Yeah. I likened them earlier in the program to the seven dwarves. I guess almost, you know, seven dwarves plus three. You know, you got sleepy, grumpy, dopey. The list goes on and on. Bob, one thing about cell phones, just like real estate, location, location, location. To my other point I didn't make, the reason why there are so many Democrats running, it's to get Biden elected. With so many socialist, communist Democrats running, they can make even Joe Biden look good. We'll see. Bob, the only reason the Democrats want open borders is because American citizens are not voting for Democrats anymore. Bobby, did you say the debates tonight will be on the Comedy Channel? No, should be. Should be on the Comedy Channel. Bobby, I want my reparations for not getting a loan, not getting a degree, and therefore not getting my patent on anti-gravity technology. I am owed trillions. Bob, about the Democrats cheating to win in 2020, how about recognition with a thumbprint to vote? You kidding? Never happened. Bobby, maybe they should look at American poverty and homelessness. They're so worried about the illegal immigrants. Charity begins at home. What the heck? So sad. And happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny. There you go. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Just in case you're interested, a list has been compiled. At I believe this was at the Daily Caller. 10 things to watch for during tonight's Democrat presidential debate. Share that with you. We also have today's good news and boneheads. It's a chock full bonus hour here on Wednesday. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean. Welcome back, 6:22. Yeah, tonight they'll be humming that famous song, "Hi-ho, hi-ho, off to the debates we go." We're sleepy and grumpy and dopey and all the rest of them. 10 things to watch for during tonight's Democrat presidential debate, Chapter 1. Because they'll do it again tomorrow night with another 10 candidates. Swipes at Joe Biden. Creepy Uncle Joe. The former VP has dominated primary polls since before he officially announced his campaign. That must change. If any of the 10 candidates on tonight's debate stage stand chance, although contenders may not directly attack the front runner, who will appear in tomorrow night's 10-candidate debate, they probably will take some veiled jabs at him. For instance, several hopefuls have criticized his vote on the 1994 crime bill that he helped to write, pointing to mass incarceration and sentencing disparities. Pocahontas, how Elizabeth Warren takes the reins. She is the highest polling candidate of any of the 10 we'll see tonight, having crept up in the polls and eating into Crazy Bernie's base of support as she proposes a plethora of liberal policies. The 70-year-old Massachusetts senator can use the debate to show how she is a more palatable liberal than that crazy socialist Bernie Sanders and demonstrate how she would take on President Trump in the general election. Beto O'Dork, trying to make a comeback, shot to stardom during his failed 2018 Texas Senate bid, raised an impressive amount of money down there, but since then, pretty much nothing. His Real Clear Politics polling average is down at 3.3%. Critics say O'Dork is all talk and no substance. In the debates tonight, Beto could assert himself as a serious candidate by touting his ideas on reforming the immigration system, expanding voting rights, and combating climate change. Yeah, that should do it, all right. Candidates who are looking for a breakout moment, like Spartacus, Cory Booker, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, notable candidates but have struggled to get out of 3% or so in polling. A good debate performance could help show them why they should be mentioned alongside Kamala, Mayor Pete, who's had his own problems in the last week, and Elizabeth Warren. Trump baiting. You know that tonight we'll have no shortage of disdain for Trump. It'll be Trump derangement syndrome all the time and his administration. Some criticisms of the president could serve to not only let voters know a candidate's values, but capture the attention of the president. If the president mentions a contender, say, in a tweet or other remark, it gives their campaign legitimacy and attention. I think the president's going to be live tweeting during the debate tonight. That should be worth the price of admission. Medicare for all. They all are on board one way or another with that, but varying degrees. The focus on immigration, it's unlikely that the curtain will fall on the two-hour debate without the candidates being asked about immigration. They're using the backdrop of Miami to conduct outreach with Latino and Hispanic Democrats in Florida. And so we'll see what comes of that. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, late entry into the crowded presidential field, and despite being well-known, he's not drawing flies, with headlines about his campaign launch openly speculating why de Blasio would even attempt to launch a White House bid. So tonight's debate, his chance to show what he brings to the table. He is the tallest candidate in the field. He's got that going for him. No opening statements. No wonder. Juggling 10 candidates on stage with time constraints and concerns about viewer retention, NBC News and its partners nixed opening statements. Moderators will police responses so they're kept to 60-second sound bites. And finally, the ratings game. although the inevitable wash-up pieces filed by reporters on the ground will focus more on the candidates' understanding of issues and their interactions, pundits will be interested in gauging any repercussions. In other words, they're all looking for the soundbite, the big tweet that's going to capture everybody's attention. All right. Okay, here we go. Time for today's good news stories.
Time to feel good.
Yeah.
It's Bobby Mack's good news.
Boy, this story was pretty amazing, really. 20-year-old guy in Michigan recently electrocuted. He was carrying a metal ladder, working on a job site, and didn't notice there was a live wire overhead and got electrocuted. He showed no vital signs for 20 minutes afterwards. Doctors were able to revive him, though, and he is now okay. He says his mom knew he was going to be okay when he flipped her off from the hospital bed.
I remember my arms just locking up and just shocking and don't know how to feel about it.
We see this body there that has had no heartbeat in 20 minutes. Once we're like, you know, we got to get this kid back. We up the jewels a bit and we shocked him and started back CPR. And then we're like, wait. All of a sudden, he's pulling at his tubes, and we saw all his limbs moving, which was really a good sign for us.
It's all, like, hard for me to process, but I just keep saying the same thing. I'm a superhero. My mom asked me if I had superpowers, and I flicked her off. And then she said that's how she knew that I was okay, and that she started crying because she's like, that's my baby. He's still in there.
Well, if he had superpowers, wouldn't he not have noticed that live wire overhead? But we're glad he's okay. Did you know that in 36 states, it's illegal for kids to run a lemonade stand without a permit? Yeah, how ridiculous is that? Well, as a result, Country Time Lemonade is doing a campaign again this summer where they will pay kids fines if they put up an illegal lemonade stand.
Lemonade is still illegal. When you sell it at a lemonade stand, what could be the problem? Oh, right. Fines, fees, and other bureaucratic baloney. It's time to legalize lemonade. Contact your local rep. Spread the word. Use word of mouth, social media, fax. Whatever it takes to get lemonade legalized in all 50 states. Take a stand for lemonade stands. Find out more on how to change laws in your state at countrytimelegalaid.com.
Yeah, it's un-American, don't you think? 36 states illegal for kids to run a lemonade stand? Give me a break. Meantime, party going on Sunday in England. Two girls in their 20s walking home from the bachelorette party when they saw an apartment on fire. One of them called for help while the other one broke in and pulled the guy who lived there out.
We were walking home. It was my hen party. We were just looking around and saw smoke coming out of the windows of the flat.
Ew.
I rang 999 to get a fire engine, shouted, someone responded, smashed the window so we could unlock it and get him out.
Run up the stairs, basically had to like pick him up and help him down the stairs.
The whole place was full of smoke.
The whole of the upstairs was full of smoke. You couldn't see anything.
We're just glad that we were there when we were there, and if we'd got like driven home, we don't know what would have happened. So we're just lucky that we can that we helped him, really.
Yeah, and I'm sure the elderly gentleman who lived there was happy that they happened to be coming by as well. So, good work, ladies. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Wednesday, including today's edition of Boneheads on the News.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Welcome back. 6:35, 25 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show in the closing half of the bonus hour here on Hump Day. Headline from Breitbart: President Trump closes door on Nikki Haley as potential 2020 VP. Now, you may have been aware that the rumor mill was grinding exceedingly fine, that Nikki, who obviously has national aspirations after having served as our ambassador to the United Nations, has a higher ambition in mind. The idea was being floated that maybe President Trump would replace VP Mike Pence with Nikki Haley as his running mate. The story from Breitbart: President Trump struck down the possibility of former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley and former South Carolina governor replacing VP Mike Pence as his running mate in 2020 during an interview with Fox Business Network today. The president was asked about a recent Wall Street Journal op-ed which suggested the political swap. Trump affirmed his appreciation for Ms. Haley, describing her as a friend and noting her involvement in his campaign, but dismissed the possibility of her future position as his VP. The president saying, "I love Nikki. She's endorsed me. She's my friend. She's a part of my campaign, but Mike has been a great vice president. He's 100%. He almost teased the prospect of having Haley filling other administration roles, adding, "There's places for Nikki, and Nikki's future is good. Mike Pence is the person 100%. Trump said, "You can't break up a team like that, and we get along well together." His statement echoed the remarks he made during an appearance on Beat the Press on Sunday. When you were asked about Mike Pence in 2024 and you paused a minute about endorsing him as your successor, that got a lot of people saying, "Is Mike Pence 100% on your ticket in 2020? The world's tallest midget, Chuck Todd, asked. The president left no room for speculation. 100% yes, the president said, adding he was caught off guard by Todd's question. "I mean, you know, I'm not even thinking of it. It's so far out, that is not even a consideration." So there you go. But as I said, I think it's fairly obvious to anyone who's been paying any attention that Nikki Haley now is inspired by her performance on the national stage as President Trump's UN ambassador, and probably has higher aspirations for herself in the future. Who knows? Maybe after Mike Pence, maybe Nikki Haley in 2024. Who knows? We'll see. Okay, here we go. As promised, time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, and we have plenty of candidates in the Boneheads categories today. This one, pretty unbelievable. We have our share of Florida man stories. This one pretty much takes the Money Penny birthday cake. A guy in Florida pulled into a random driveway the other day and relieved himself right in the middle of it. And I don't mean number one, I mean number two. Then used his shirt to clean himself up and left that behind. The guy who lives there has a distinctive accent, a little difficult to understand perhaps, but you'll get the message here.
Wilton Thomas is trying to be understanding.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go.
But you can imagine his frustration when he saw some dude dropping a deuce on his driveway.
He could have drove himself right towards the coconut tree and do what he want to do there. That would be no problem. But in my driveway, just open his door and just start to pull his shirt all the way over and then stoop down, and that was it.
Thomas says when he got home, it was too late to take care of it right away, so he waited until Sunday morning to take on the turd.
I went in the hot sun, scrape it up, pour it into a bag, and then I pour bleach, wash the whole thing off.
He just wants an apology from the person responsible.
Knock and said, man, you know what? I had an emergency. I had nowhere to go, and this is where I had was to do what I have to do.
Okay. Somewhat more understanding that I might have been under the circumstances. Meantime, outside Seattle, guy was getting firewood in a rural area when he saw a 900 or 1,000 pound or so black bear in his driveway. He ran away, but in the process of running away, dropped his rifle and accidentally shot himself in the leg.
Just walking through the driveway, and I hear this twig break. I turn and I saw the bear, 800 to 1,000 pound black bear. The weapon that I was carrying fell to the ground and it went off. Oop. Came in through the back of my leg, through the top of my leg, and straight up. The worst pain imaginable. I didn't chase the bear. The bear chased me. Who in their right mind chases a black bear? This is the most active bear season that I've ever seen. I see the bear's face when I go to bed.
I bet. Now, and that's a fair question. Who in their right mind chases a black bear? Not him. He was just trying to get away. Well, 4th of July, of course, is right around the corner, and car dealerships are looking for anything and everything as a come-on to get you into the dealership on Independence Day, including this.
We're going to be celebrating July 4th a little bit differently this year. Everyone that comes into our dealership and purchases a new pre-owned or certified pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, they're also going to get a Bible, an American flag, and also a 12-gauge shotgun.
There you go.
It's tough to sell here, obviously, in Chatham, Alabama. We're not in a big market, and this has given us a platform to reach a lot more people and sell a lot more cars. So, yes, this has really given us the opportunity to talk to customers we previously couldn't reach.
There you go. God, guts, and guns. What's not to like? Well, out in the first third world state in America, California, what do you do when you roll up to a big sign at the corner and it says STPO? Wait a minute. Shouldn't that be STOP?
Despite another stop sign just feet away, the new one ended up reading STEPO.
Went to the mailbox and I looked at the stop sign and I looked down on the ground. I said, that's a four-letter word spelled wrong.
Yeah, I heard about it on Facebook, so I had to walk down here and take a look at it. This street in particular had a lot of potholes and crack, so we're really happy. So a misspelling. We can deal with that.
Mistakes happen. Somebody must have been in a hurry. I mean, it's over.
Now, here's another question. Now, was the person who was labeling the STOP sign even fluent in our native language? Probably a question worth pursuing. Meantime, before we leave California, you remember the Beverly Hillbillies? Well, the mansion used as the Clampett's home, an 11-bedroom, 18-bathroom house in Bel Air, California, with a 40-car garage, a pool, and a tennis court. A pool? Wait a minute. You mean concrete pond? Is that what you mean?
Come and listen to the story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
Yeah.
And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude.
Black gold.
Oil, that is.
Yeah.
Black gold.
That's it.
Texas tea.
Well, the big Clampett mansion listed in October for $245 million. The price was just dropped by $50 million to a mere $195 million, which means it's still the most expensive home for sale in the entire country. Concrete pond and all. Pizza Hut decided it's throwback time. Yeah, Pizza Hut is bringing back their old logo. Here's their classic ad from 1982. By the way, the employee at the end who answers the phone is Ally Sheedy, a year before she hit it big in War Games.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go.
It's a made-in-the-pan extravaganza.
Yeah.
With a tender golden crust.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go.
Dripping with pure mozzarella cheese and loaded with all your favorite toppings.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go.
Hello, Pizza Hut.
Yep, that was Ally Sheedy there on the end. Unknown Ally Sheedy at the time. And finally, don't mess with Texas. Female substitute teacher at a high school busted for filming a porno in one of her classrooms. Here is a parent, a student, and a reporter who is reading some of the comments that got the teacher busted.
Crap happens everywhere. I mean, school's supposed to be a safe place for them. You know, I mean, stuff like that's not supposed to happen.
The room itself, it just looks like a room that we have in the A building, that we have multiple classes in there.
Quote, it was my lunch break and I just stayed in my empty classroom and I treated myself, end quote. And then on another video by the same username, she said, quote, it was a full class and I tried to get them in the video, but the camera on my phone wouldn't rotate during the filming, end quote.
Wow. Okay, this is what passes for education, I guess, today. There you go. There is the Hump Day edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back to wrap things up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McClain. Welcome back. Closing minutes here of the Hump Day edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I inadvertently said concrete pond. It's cement pond that, of course, they had at the mansion there in Beverly Hillbillies. Max Baer, by the way, Max Baer Jr., played Jethro. Yeah, you may remember Jethro in one of the episodes went out hitting golf eggs. You know where Jethro went to school? No. He is a proud graduate of Harvard. Which I always found amusing. Guy graduated from Harvard, then he ends up playing this doofus on Beverly Hills. But his dad, of course, Max Baer, was heavyweight champion of the world. Bob, about today's Bonehead story, that was a sex education class with liberals. I wouldn't be surprised from Airborne. Yeah, hey, Bobby Mac, it is Cement Pond, one of my favorite vintage shows, and happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny. Bobby, I had no idea my first job at Pizza Hut here in Greenville was so classic in 1987. It was the 80s, after all. I'm convinced now more than ever that the 80s were the greatest. You should have seen the 60s. They were exciting. Oh, and by the way, got a limerick alert, one of the poet laureates of the Bobby Mac Show. That would be Alan R. from Spartanburg. Today's limerick, socialism is now all the rage as the Democrats take to the stage. To pay for what's free, it'll cost you and me everything above minimum wage.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. Anything else that I missed on the text line? Now, Bob, when you announced boneheads in the news, I thought you were still going to be talking about the Democrat presidential debates tonight. Well, it could be. Nancy Pelosi. This is a woman who is the top lawmaker in the House, third in line for the presidency, taking the position that there's no point in enforcing legal verdicts that are the process, that are the product, rather, of due process. Speaking at an event in Elmhurst, New York, where I'm sure she had a very receptive audience, Pelosi attacked the president over the raids from ICE officers that were scheduled to happen over the weekend, but were delayed after sensitive information was leaked to the public about the locations of the raids. Pelosi's reaction? When I saw that the president was going to have these raids, I mean, it was so appalling. It's outside the circle of civilized human behavior to just be kicking down doors. Oh, you mean like the Mueller people did with Manafort and Stone? To just be kicking down doors, splitting up families. Oh, you mean like what happened for several years under the Obama administration before Trump ever got there? And the rest of that, in addition to the injustices that are happening at the border, we have legislation to go forward to address those needs, yeah, to allow even more of them to pour in. But in terms of interior enforcement, what's the point? What's the point? So, okay, if we're going to make obeying the law, what, optional, then what's the point in my paying my federal income taxes? Oh, but of course I forgot, I'm not a member of a preferred minority, so I guess I'm just out of luck when it comes to support from Pelosi or the Democrats. What's the point of enforcing the law? Well, Nancy, if we have to explain it to you, wow. It should be fascinating tonight. It all starts at, 9 o'clock Eastern, as the first 10 designated victims of President Trump in the 2020 presidential election take to the stage in Miami, FLA, and then 10 more tomorrow night. Going to be fascinating to see what the total audience is. They're estimating somewhere around 9 million, but we'll see. We'll see what it turns out to be. We'll also see when the fatigue factor begins to kick in. Got to wrap things up for this evening and make way for the great one as we prepare to head to the underground command post, and I will see you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.